What do you think of my face?
It separates your ears nicely.
No, I just had a facial. Can't you tell?
You know, I did notice an unfamiliar glow. But I figured you just finally got lucky.
So, dredging your pores, huh? What's the occasion?
Well, I just wanted my skin to look as good as my new lipstick, suit, shoes, stockings, and unmentionables.
Oh, go ahead, mention them.
Christine, what gives?
Peter Collingswood is in town to receive the New York Bar Association Award, and he's coming by to see me. Isn't that exciting?
That's great. Who the hell is Peter Collingswood?
Only the single most important influence in my life.
I thought that was Donna Reed.
Come on, you guys have heard me talk about him. Professor Collingswood. Second year, History of American Torts in law school. He gave me an A on the crowning achievement of my law school career. My paper on evidentiary acceptance in the McPhail trial.
Burden of proof in the belly of the beast.
Aw, you remembered.
Yeah, I think you mentioned it 400 or 500 times.
The first time I'll be meeting this revered man as an equal. Thanks to his guidance, I'm now a respected, dignified member of the legal community. Oh, no, this lipstick clashes with my suit.
Is our Miss Sullivan getting a little carried away?
I don't think so. It was a rather pedestrian shade.
Well, here it is. Just in time, the latest issue of Groom's Quarterly.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to fall behind in cummerbund trends.
Say that again. A groom's work is never done. But this little gem is gonna help me book the honeymoon, find gifts for my ushers, and shop for my trousseau.
Please, I'm eating here.
Good for you, Bull. You and Wanda are going to be partners in life, and researching the important wedding details is a great way to start.
Oh, yeah. Important wedding details. Turn your boutonniere into a lovely potpourri. Surprise your bride with a fat-free wedding cake. Oh, the 90s wedding dance. Who should lead? This represents the end of the masculine world as we know it.
Yeah, I agree with Dan. This magazine is a load of hooey. Look, here's an ad for a machine that restores your virginity.
What? Make your next time your first time. With the Immaculate Contraption.
Who would fall for something like that? Let me guess, the infamous A.
Yeah, I usually display it in my office, but I wanted Professor Collingswood to see what an inspiration it's been to me. He was my mentor. He taught me to thirst for justice, to strive for excellence, to challenge my intellect. What do you think, hair behind the ears or in front?
Next.
People versus Chi-Chi LaRue.
Charge.
Usual.
Prosecution.
Usual.
Defense.
Usual.
Usual it is, $55 in time served. And that's a wrap.
Boy, the wheels of justice are laying rubber tonight.
Christine Sullivan.
Oh, Professor Collingswood. I didn't see you come in. How long have you been here? You didn't see the last case, did you?
From beginning to end.
Oh, God, I didn't even cite any precedents.
Actually, Christine was using a time-honored legal gambit called the usual.
Usual to you. But to me, a textbook example of the law at work. Fast, smooth, and a joy to watch. Christine, you look wonderful.
No, she should. She spent enough.
And you are?
Meaningless.
And you, Your Honor. Solomon himself couldn't have been more wise and fair.
Harry Stone.
I'm Peter Collingswood.
Yeah, we know. You're the one who gave her the A for...
burden of proof in the belly of the beast.
Christine's been blabbering about that paper for years.
Professor, could I interest you in a cup of our fine cafeteria coffee?
I'd be delighted. Will you excuse us, please?
Oh.
I'll be in my office polishing my SAT scores.
Well, I just made the appointment to get my virginity back. The inventor of the immaculate contraption is going to be here tomorrow to reflower me.
You mean defraud you? Well, you're not going to go through with this thing, are you?
Why not? Mr. Adam assures me it's painless, it only takes 2.5 minutes, and it's guaranteed to last till my next carnal rendezvous. And if it doesn't, he'll cheerfully refund my purchase price of $1,995.
You paid $2,000 to get your virginity back?
Yeah, it's probably a lot less than it cost him to lose it. Listen, let me know when Mr. Adam gets here. I'll spring for ringside seats, okay?
Fool, Wanda loves you. You don't have to change the past to make her happy. You've already done that by being exactly who you are.
I think Mac is right.
You just don't understand. Wanda's love is the greatest gift that anyone's ever given to me. I want to give her something special in return. I want her to have me before anyone else.
Too late. He's already been had.
You know, it's always tremendously rewarding to see a former student doing well.
Well, I have you to thank for that. When you gave me that A, the very first one I'd ever gotten in law school, I knew right then and there I had what it takes to be a lawyer.
Well, I'm glad I could be of help. And now I need yours.
Sure.
You know, I always hate to attend these boring award dinners alone. And since my wife can't be here to escort me, I was hoping that you might be kind enough to share this boring evening with me.
Professor, I'm flattered. I would love to join you.
Excellent.
So aren't you excited about my re-virginalization?
I don't know what this big deal is about being a virgin. I mean, my mother is one, and it causes her nothing but grief.
Come on in. Make yourself at home. Can I offer you something to drink? I'm afraid all I have is coffee, mineral water, and Kool-Aid. It's fruit and toot and raspberry.
As tempting as that sounds, I'll just have coffee.
I'll put it on.
Oh. Is your boy?
Yeah, that's Charlie. He's with his father tonight.
Beautiful. Just like his mother.
Thank you.
Interesting music collection. It's rare to see Mozart next to the little engine that could.
I do have a few choices in between. Please, be my guest. You know, if you had told me years ago, when I was seated in the front row of your class, that one day you and I would be chit-chatting like old legal eagles, I'd have said you were crazy.
You know, tonight was the best time I've ever had at one of these things.
Well, it was my pleasure. Wasn't that orchestra something?
I'm afraid I didn't notice. I was too busy shaking hands and laughing at my colleague's stale jokes. So, I guess that means you owe me a dance.
Oh, okay. Oh, I had no idea you were so light on your feet. But then how often does a student get to dance with her professor?
Not often enough.
Oh, smooth moves.
Some moves stay with you.
I think I smell coffee perking.
Christine, I'm very sorry. I was swept up in the moment. Please forgive me. I wouldn't impose anything on you that you didn't want.
Gee, it was just so unexpected. Just took me by surprise.
I understand. Good. So, now this time you won't be surprised.
Professor Collingswood, are you trying to date me?
Guilty as charged.
Well, what are you thinking? You're married.
Well, is that a problem for you?
Well, it's supposed to be a problem for you. With all due respect, you come one step closer and I'll hang you. Well, you know what I mean.
Well, I might have expected this. After all that cozy talk, the dancing, the flirting. You're the same little tease you were in law school.
Tease? Mm-hmm. Why don't you just take your little plaque and shove off?
Oh, Christine, about that A on your Beast of Burden essay.
That's burden of proof.
Whatever. I thought you'd like to know the truth.
The truth?
Mm-hmm. You were graded solely on your appearance. The memory of an extremely short skirt comes to mind. The work itself was worth no more than a C.
I deserve to be here. I deserve to be here. I deserve to be here.
Christine, are you all right?
Am I any good?
Only one way to find out. Do you have a nightgown and a trampoline?
Men, you'd think by the time a lawyer reaches the top of his profession and receives a major bar association award, he'd be able to think of a woman as a professional equal and not just a collection of body parts.
Not to jump to conclusions, but is this about Professor Collingswood?
What body parts are we talking about?
Maybe we should talk in my office. Alone.
Someday I'll be a judge. And people will look up to me and come to me for advice. Then I'll get to hear the dirty stuff.
Professor Collingswood came on to you? What a lech!
He's just not the man I thought he was. And I may not be the lawyer I thought I was.
Christine, you're a very good lawyer.
Collingswood said that my A paper, burden of proof...
In the belly of the beast?
Only deserved a C.
Still a passing grade. Oh, you are upset. Why would he say that?
Well, he claims that he only gave me an A because he thought I was attractive.
Well, he's wrong. No, I mean, you are attractive, but some jerks use their power and position as leverage. You can't let that destroy your self-confidence. You are right where you should be, and you're doing a great job.
It's just so hard when the man you've patterned your life after turns out to be nothing but a sleazeball with a raging libido.
Unless, of course, you're Dan. Christine, you don't need role models. The life you've made speaks for itself, and no one can take that away from you.
What made you so smart?
Well, I've been eating a lot of fish lately.
Mr. Adam, I'm Bull Shannon, the virgin wannabe.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Shannon. You're about to become a whole new man.
You mean whole new sucker.
Who are these people?
We're his friends, Mr. Virgin on a Visa card. We're here to support him and to laugh at him.
Skeptics. The chronic bane of a true visionary. Let me assure you, the immaculate contraption is completely legitimate.
Yeah, so what does that pup tent do besides suck his bank account dry?
It's designed to make him pure again, to turn back the clock to a younger, more innocent time.
Wow, am I gonna eat chalk and smear pudding on the wall?
No. But I can guarantee you, you'll experience a total reawakening. The sun will shine brighter. The flowers will smell sweeter, and sex will be more rewarding.
More rewarding. How?
It will be just like the first time. Tentative, unfamiliar, mysterious, explosive.
In the back seat of my father's Bonneville with the window steamed up and the radio playing Heat Wave. Sorry.
Now, Let's proceed with the re-virginalization. This sacred crystal has been cleansed at the base of the Grand Canyon for 6 months and guarded by a mystic from another dimension.
Yeah, the Bellevue dimension.
Take the crystal, Mr. Shannon, and hold it tightly in your left hand. Your other left hand. Now, take this mystic orb and hold it in your right hand. But be gentle with it.
Yeah, so when this doesn't work, you can chuck it at him.
And now it's time to step into the anointed chamber of earthly purgation.
Huh?
The tent. Now, the key here is to believe in yourself and the sacred value of your purity.
I believe in my purity.
Big deal. He also believes in the great pumpkin.
Mr. Shannon, can you feel the orb?
Yes. Yes.
Is the sacred crystal calling to you?
Yes. I hear my name.
Are you feeling like the biggest wahoo in the world?
Ross.
Mr. Shannon, your re-virginalization is complete. Take a moment to collect yourself and then come out and greet a brand new world.
You know, I thought that you were running a nice, legitimate con here. But you really disappoint me. I mean, crystals, orbs, tents. You know, it's your kind that give con artist a bad name, bud.
How do you feel?
Okay.
$55 in time, sir. So then what happened?
Unbelievable. The crystal called his name, and he came out of the tent looking like a little white bean sprout.
But that's physically impossible. It had to be some kind of trick.
I checked the tent. All I found was the egg, the crystal, and a pair of teensy-weensy little handcuffs.
Wow. We lost him?
Wish we'd lost this one. People versus Collingswood, disorderly conduct.
Counselor? Miss Sullivan?
Huh?
Would you approach the bench? You okay?
I'm fine.
You know, I can't have this assigned to another court.
Oh, no, thank you. That won't be necessary. I'm actually looking forward to this.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Well, come on, Your Honor. I'm perfectly capable of putting my personal feelings aside.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah. Collingswood, a.k.a. the smutty professor, was arrested when he jumped the taxi line in front of his hotel. He then physically removed the person from the cab and demanded to be taken to the airport.
I was going to miss my plane.
Your Honor, may I have a moment to look over my file?
Sure. Go ahead. Listen, Christine, about last night.
Oh, don't worry, Professor. I'm not going to let that little incident interfere with my performance in the courtroom.
Well, I appreciate that.
Because then I'd have to take into account what a vile, disgusting, arrogant pig you are, and I would not be able to defend you.
Christine.
I know. You feel terrible about the things you said last night, especially in light of the fact that now you need my help. And since I am an attorney who merely breezed through law school on account of my good looks, I hope you're not expecting too much of a defense. We're ready, Your Honor.
Your Honor, I'd like to enter my own plea.
Which technically won't be necessary, as this police report was never signed, rendering it null and void. And since the people have no further evidence, I move that the case be dismissed.
Game, set, and match. Case dismissed. Let's call it a night, folks. By the way, Counselor, well done.
Christine, that was a stroke of genius.
Well, I'd appreciate that compliment if, in fact, your opinion mattered to me, which it doesn't.
I just wanted to thank you for getting the case dismissed.
I didn't do it for you. I did it because it's my job, and I'm damn good at it.
I spent way too much time believing that my success was due to you. Well, you know what? It was due to me. You remember that the next time you see a student in a short skirt. Goodbye, Professor.
Christine, I have to admire your self-restraint. After everything he did to you, you handled yourself like a complete professional.
Well, Harry, I don't believe in revenge.
Isn't that the professor's airline ticket?
It was. Have they found Bull yet?
No, and they even put out an all-points bulletin for a 3-foot-ball kid with a baritone voice.
A lot of good that's gonna do. There must be hundreds of those.
Just the same, something tells me there won't be any more takers for the Immaculate Contraption. Who would go through all of that just to experience a new kind of sex?
Hey, babe. Wanna play with my Lincoln log?
Watching this My Time Marathon. Tune in for another tomorrow night at 6 p.m. But don't go anywhere. It's now time for TV Land's primetime lineup.
Hi.